This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's going to happen tonight? NBA draft. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We want to get some more insight from a guy that I actually have known a very long time, Scott Spinelli. He does the breakdown on the Believe Network. And let's talk some NBA drafts. Scott, you owe me money, man. What's going on with you, bro? How you been?
Kyle, how are you, my friend? Great to hear your voice, and it's been a long time, so thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. This guy could flat-out recruit guys in college basketball, but that's a whole nother story. Scott Spinelli, tell us what you think happens tonight. Who goes number one overall in this draft and why? We keep hearing Jabari Smith, kid out of Auburn. Is he the number one consensus overall, number one pick?
Kyle, be honest, if I'm taking number one, I'm taking Chet Holmgren. I just think that with what he brings to the modern-day NBA, with his skill set, with his size, with his versatility, the fact that he can shoot the three, he can score mid-range, he can post you, and then he's a two-way player. Defensively, he blocks shots. He also keeps those block shots in play. He's very instinctive. His best basketball is still ahead of him. And I think, Carl, you'll attest to this. The number one thing to me that Chet Holmgren equates to for a coach or a front office guy is he does everything to help you win. So to me, I'm going Chet Holmgren. But Jabari Smith is a terrific player, obviously a tremendous three-point shooter, great talent, very efficient. So, again, he's going to have an enormous upside, a great career. But I'm going Chet Holmgren.
Hey, Coach Spinelli, how you doing? It's Mike here. The thing is, the height, obviously, a guy like Jabari Smith, he's got all the things you'd want. Is Holmgren going to get pushed around in the paint, or is athleticism going to overcome that?
Look, I think at first it's going to be somewhat of a transition in terms of the physicality. But, look, the modern-day NBA guys, that three-point line has become the great equalizer. And I think the key word now in the NBA different. I think we just saw this with Golden State in terms of how they play different than the past. It's all about versatility and skill and guys who can, you know, pass, dribble, and shoot. And again, the old NBA, I think Chet Holmgren would have had a hard time guarding guys like the Patrick Ewings of the world and, you know, those big five-man Kareem Abdul-Jabbar centers. But look, he's not going to be down there as much. And if he is, I'm sure they'll give him some help on some double teams. But he is a very instinctive shot blocker. But to me, I just think he brings so much more than just, again, I get it. He lacks a little physicality in terms of where his strength is today. But, again, he brings way too much in terms of helping my team win to pass on him.
Scott Spinelli, our guest, he does the breakdown on the Believe Network. We're talking about the NBA draft and, you know, the process of how long it takes these guys to transition from being great college players to being great NBA players. And it takes some guys longer than others, which is why I absolutely love Jaden Ivey, because I watched him in the tournament, Scott, and you know, he put it on the floor for Purdue. He's a point guard, shooting guard. He can score. I think he's a guy that can come in and have immediate impact. They're saying he'll be a top five pick. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think he is a top five pick for sure. You know, again, I think to your point, Kyle, look, you know, he has been around, you know, a couple of years there, I mean, where he's played, you know, at Purdue. And so he's got a little bit more experience in some of these one and dones. Although I will tell you, I think Paolo Banchero is probably the most physically ready at 6'10", 250, just because of the way his body type and obviously being that size with his skill set and versatility, he's going to be ready. But no, Jaden Ivey is exceptionally athletic. What a great upside. He's a guy that can play multiple positions too. But one thing you really got to love about him is he's an elite level transition guy. But because of the job that Coach Painter and his staff did, an unbelievable job with him. He also can play in the half court and beyond the ball, off the ball, come off ball screen. So I do think he's a guy that can play whichever style is going to be, necessary in the system which the coaches are going to implement for him. But he's a tremendous talent.
It is Scott Spinelli with us, guys, a longtime assistant coach, some of the biggest programs in the country now with Believe Network, getting ready for tonight's draft here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Is it an average draft? Is it? Do you see diamonds? I know you're famous for getting diamonds in the rough. Do you see that in this draft?
Honestly, I think there's a lot of value in this draft. Look, to Carl's point, I think besides maybe the top five or six picks, you can make a case for a lot of different guys here that, could be major impact guys, whether it's now or whether it's through their time in the NBA. So I do think the first round, the second round, even free agents for that matter. Look, there's so many players now that you have to go out and see. Not only do you have to scout college, you've got to scout the G League. You've got that overtime team now. And then obviously you've got the international side of it. So there's a lot of good players out there. I think the most important or the most obvious thing that really stands out to me about this draft is you've got a lot of guys with versatility and skill. And I think that's where the NBA is today, and that's where it's going.
Scott, we want to talk about our Hawks here just for a second. We don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if you're hearing any rumors out there, not just with the draft. We're just talking generally speaking here, and I know you're talking NBA. But we're talking about the fact that they need to make some moves. There are a lot of rumors out there. What do you see when you see the Atlanta Hawks, and what do you think they need in response to how this last season went and then maybe making a move or two?
Well, look, I mean, they obviously have a ball-dominant guard in Trae Young, and he's exceptionally talented. He can score from all levels. He makes his teammates better. But, look, there's some very, very good players on this roster. And to your point, I mean, John Collins, to me, I think he's one of the most improved guys, that came out of Wake Forest and in the NBA. Obviously, Chris Paul went there too. But, I mean, this kid, John Collins developed not only a game where he had in college where he could go back to the basket, but he's a guy that could step away now, shoot the three ball. He'd catch it and rip and drive. He'll, exploit a matchup where he'll go perimeter post. He has the ball skills to do that. I just think he's a tremendous talent. And if you look at their team, I mean, this is a team, look, I get it. You go through some hard times and then there's no progress without struggle. But I do think the Atlanta Hawks do have a roster that has talent. And I think, again, I think if everybody stays healthy and they continue to just keep believing and get better and their player development side continues on the path of like a John Collins and they've got the star power with Trae Young, I just think this team right now is poised to do some big things. I really believe that.
And, Coach, that's the thing. John Collins has been mentioned in almost every rumor about the Hawks making a trade. Do you feel that he's a guy that Nate McMillan, could draw stuff up for? Because that's the one drawback is it seems like he can't create his own shot at times in this offense.
Well, look, at the end of the day, when you're putting this together, and it's when you sit here where we're sitting today, we're not at practice every day. We're not in the film sessions. But I do know this, from doing this for a long time and coaching and even in the minor leagues and doing some stuff in the pros, look, it's a puzzle, right? And you're trying to put the best pieces together that fit. And look, this is not a knock on a guy that's really talented, but if there is a guy out there that might be a guy that they can utilize within the system that coach, is trying to implement, then I'm sure they're going to be able to get something very, very good for a guy like John Collins. But look, it's hard to really sit back and, kind of judge, what one coach or one NBA team or one college program is doing. Because, again, when you're putting a team together, there's a lot of ingredients that go into this. And the most important thing is obviously the pieces, but then you have the chemistry side of it, and then you have the system in which the coach is trying to instill. So, yeah, if they do trade them, they could get something, I'm sure, very, very good.
the pieces, I'm just sitting here thinking about, you know, those three elements you just talked about. One thing that Mike and I think, the pieces are there. The chemistry part may not be. And that's the reason why, Scott, we think there's something weird or maybe that something's going to happen when you talk about those three elements of making up, you know, the pieces, the chemistry, and then guys playing together on the floor. I want to ask you this question. We just saw Steph Curry win the championship, the Golden State Warriors. You've been around college basketball a long time, the NBA. How has it changed? Because I believe kids play differently today than they did 10, 15 years ago because of what Steph has done.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I think that's a really good point you just made. And let's really kind of analyze the Golden State Warriors in their formula, right? So what they have basically done is kind of reinvent the game as it relates to how it's played. And with that, this year, they decided to go even smaller and really play Draymond Green a lot at the five. And you have a 6'5", 6'6", five man out there who's almost like a point guard in a lot of ways. And Draymond, because he's a very smart basketball player, he's savvy, he's very willing to make the right play, and at the same time, he's not concerned about scoring as much as he is just trying to win the game. If he needs to do it, obviously he'll do it. And then the other side of that was what was lost in all of this. They went with that small lineup, and defensively, when they switched, and they switched a lot, they increased pressure on the basketball, and they were very, very good defensively, take away one or two games in that finals. And again, I think a lot of it has to do with the physicality. They get underneath guys. But again, I think the game has changed so much with that three-point line. And if you look at the four teams that made the conference finals this year, obviously you saw Dallas. Okay, they got there. You know, from the West, and they got beat by Golden State. But there's another team that's got star power, but they play as a team similar to Golden State. And then you saw the Celtics, and, you know, look, you saw the Heat. Both of those teams played well as a team. So I think the NBA now is really, with those four teams, made a statement. Yes, you can have star power, but to your point, you have to have chemistry. You have to play as a team. Those stars have to be willing to make the right basketball play when they get doubled or the help comes, because now their teammate gets the ball and they say, okay, my star believes in me. So he gets confidence, and it becomes a ripple effect now. That guy gets confidence. I'm going to work that much harder on defense. I'm going to really get better in individuals. So I think there's a lot to be said about the four teams that made it this year to their respective conference finals, and obviously the two teams in the championship.
Great stuff, Scott Spinelli. The breakdown on Believe Network, NBA drafts tonight. All right, Coach, we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate the time today, Scott. Thanks so much for stopping by, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.